Blog Talk Radio.
Central Standard Time. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Broadcasting live from Walktown or the Waukegan area. It's about north of Chicago. So it's a Chicago suburb. And tonight is my first broadcast for 2011. And it's Sunday night. Good news for Packer fans. That's like myself. They beat the Bears, Chicago Bears, 10-3. So what does it mean? A Packer is going to be a wild card playoffs, means they're going to be a sixth seed. And Bears actually continue to, I mean, they clinched the playoffs, so they still, they're going to the playoffs anyway, no matter what. If they beat the Packers or lose to the Packers. But anyway, those are the sports recap, and we'll give you some more sports later on, maybe. Also, we're going to be doing some news and current events of what's going on and keep you up to date. Also, we're going to be talking about the American cities that are running out of people. Exactly right. Running out of people, and with my co-host Dawn, actually, it's here right now. So, what's new?
What's new? How many minutes do I have?
I don't know. How many minutes can you spare?
I don't know. Maybe like 15. You have 15 minutes for me to tell you stuff that's been new.
15 minutes. We'll break that down to maybe we'll break it to like maybe five or three 5 minutes.
Okay.
Sessions. So your first five, go.
Basically celebrated Universal Thanksgiving, which is why it's called Universal Thanksgiving at our church. It's a 3-day Thanksgiving, and when people are saved, you know, or repent of their sins, the angels in heaven, they are also rejoicing. That's why it's called universal, because it's here on earth and it's in heaven. So the Thanksgiving is giving is happening. And it's, you know, people like to ask, what's this Thanksgiving? Is that like a bad thing? You know, why is it 3 days, you know? Well, because it's a preparation actually for going to heaven, because, you know, you won't be giving thanks when you're in heaven for eternity. So 3 days is like not even probably a blink of an eye compared to eternity. And right here in the Bible it says, Psalm 92:1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. So yeah, it's definitely good. And you know, where you are praising God, God is also in the midst. Did you know that, Fernando?
Yeah, I read that on the Bible. Like, it's just, you know, if you can quote that again. Well, what's that?
Also, because you glorify God and God likes that. But, yes, that would be Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. When two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of thee, what Jesus says. Yeah, that's Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. And then, it also says in Psalm 50, verse 23, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation arise will I shew, or that means also show, the salvation of God. So, you know, when you're praising God, he's going to show you the way to salvation. And then, you know, I also learned this past week what really stood out to me meeting and worship service just yesterday. Yesterday it was. It was combined, or it was in the same day for us. It's just, it's like, there are some sins that can lead to death. Like it says in the book of James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, it says, wherefore, I have that wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll have to get back to you on that one, Fernando.
Okay. All right.
It's actually verse 9. I'm sorry.
All right. that's what I'm saying. It's like New Orleans is where they, you know, they do the.
You walk around the street, like, and they have this excuse to say, "Oh, it's Mardi Gras," or "Oh, it's Super Bowl," and they even know what Mardi Gras means. And second of all, it's just an excuse. Actually, they think that, oh, this is like, it's Mardi Gras, so I can walk down the street naked. You know, I mean, really.
I don't know if they do that.
No, I'm pretty sure they used to. And,
you got a picture of it?
I've seen pictures of it.
I've never seen a picture. I've seen. Well, I've seen about like people flashing their junk, you know, because they're drunk. I mean, you do that, but see, the thing is, you can go to any, you know, let's say Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, they do that there. What else? You know, those cities are like celebrating Mardi Gras. You know what Mardi Gras is?
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that? Shall set you free. Let's move on. Number two is Flint, Michigan's. Actually, the population is 111,000. Population change between 2000 and 2009 is about 13,000 people. The population percent charge teens is actually about 10%. They said that the city is actually one of the decline in industry. Is Flint, Michigan's. I believe it is. The GM and all that auto industries over there. And the report says the Flint became actually a boom town in the turn of the century and became the divisional headquarters to the major American auto manufacturers, including Chevrolet, Buick, and GM. That's between 1910 and 1930. The population had more than quadrupled due to the success of the American car business. Ever since, though, the American auto industry began to decline in the 1980s, Flint has consistently lost at least 10%. Wow, 10% of its population each decade. Massive layoffs and plant closing have devastated the city, and employment rates will actually remain well into the double digits. Flint, Michigan, what's going on in Flint, Michigan?
I don't know. Is that kind of like Detroit where there's a lot of crime?
Yeah. You can say that. Detroit, that's really close to Detroit. I believe that it is. Yeah, that's what it is. So, crimes? Rams is that's to blame. Number three, Cleveland, Ohio. Actually, population 431,000 something, and between the between 2000 and 2009, 45,000. Less than between kind of decline between that time. Population percent change is actually 9.49, and Cleveland is the largest city. Actually, one of the largest city in the list. And it has once a thriving manufacturing center, as well as an important point of trade because of connections to several key routes, particularly Lake Erie. Ooh, Lake Erie. I want to go there someday. I heard it's pretty good, Lake Erie. The city was once home to sizable auto industry. Also, most of the largest companies that were once based in Cleveland no longer exist. These include Peerless, People in Winton, and Cleveland also served the headquarters for John D. Rockefeller's Standard Oil Company. What's going on with Cleveland?
Isn't there a lot of crime there, too?
A lot of crime. The crime. There you go. Buffalo, New York, population 270,000, but the population percent change would be 7.5 to 52%. And that's a lot. Another victor of the Erie Canal boom and bust. Buffalo was the 13th largest city in the country just before World War II. It is now the 70th, like Rochester. The city was once a premier mill town due to its location to the canal. Massive electricity generation from Niagara Falls improved Buffalo's industrial capacity, and the city is referred to itself as the City of Lights, quote unquote. For a time, because it's the power productions. Eventually, the canal collapsed, and a purpose energy industry that made the Niagara Falls less important led to the mass migration from the city, which continues to this day. In the 1970 alone, Buffalo lost more than 100,000 residents, roughly a third of its current population. Buffalo, New York. Do you think it's New York Giants has something to do with that? Maybe, I don't know. Dayton, Ohio, number 5. Population percent change about 7.2%. Dayton, Ohio was one of the most productive and creative cities in the U.S. Actually, it's it's one of the home of the former great Fortune 500 companies, including National Cash Register, Mead Paper, and Phillips Manufacturing. Through the first half of the 20th century, Dayton had one of the healthiest manufacturing industry. It had it had more GM auto workers than any city outside of Michigan. That's during the war, number 2 wars. In the past 50 years, Mead has merged with West Virginia Paper and moved to Richmond, and GM has closed one plant after another in the city. So there you go. Dayton, Ohio, it's had something to do with that. It's closing down its factories. I don't know where that Dayton, Ohio is. I've never been there. Pittsburgh, they had like a population of 311,000, population percent changed about 6%, and known as the Steel City. That's what they coined the Steelers, huh? The Pittsburgh Steelers. They were once the forge for the American industrial engine from the late 1800s to the late 1970s. At its peak, the city was home to more than 1,000 factories, including the mills owned by Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel, which by itself employed over 340,000 workers during World War II. As American steel industry collapsed in the 1980s, Pittsburgh suffered severe unemployment problems in the past few decades. The city changed to the technology-based economy, but population is still in decline since 1950. Pittsburgh population has declined by more than 50%. That is a lot.
Yeah.
So, again, industrial collapse. Rochester, New York. Well, they guys got two cities in New York, Buffalo and Rochester.
Yeah.
Wow, that's that. Rochester is about 207,000 populations, and population percent change about 5.55. Again, once the booming trade center, largely due to the location of midpoint between Albany and Buffalo, the Erie Canal. At its peak, the city was the major flour processor in the country and was home to several key corporations, including Xerox and Eastman Kodak. Rochester declined as the usefulness of the canal went out. With the advent of railroads and its flagship companies began to lose their relevancy in a larger global economy. Rochester has yet to produce an important replacement industry to drive up population, and even its success in the 1990s of Xerox has faded. Between 1950 and 2000, Rochester has lost 34% of its population. Sum it all up. Why do you think this is all going down? Are they moving to the suburb? Is the suburbs going to increase? I know that we moved, or I moved from city, and now we're back in the city. You know, big numbers like that, I think, a lot of things has to do with this, the economy, the industrials, you know. Crimes actually has a very, very low impact to what's going on. But again, this is just the economy or the shift of the economy. That's why it's like that. So that is my friend. That is U.S. cities running out of people. We got to move on to that. You know, maybe some birthdays. I don't know who's having birthday here, but who's having birthday? Babe Facebook, friends of my Facebook friends, Renata Balgado, and Zaira Lay Avila Lutibio, for my niece's birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, 25 years old, Nino's Pizzeria. I think that's a pizza's pizzeria. Jennifer Wilson is 29 years old and 20 years old for Sunday. Tomorrow would be Dimitri Maverick, one of my Facebook friends, right? And Eileen Kaiser. And this week, Renato Kiwi. Michael Dinsky. Courtney Siverson. January 6th. Don Costello. January 6th. Luciana Sabu Ramos. Daniel Gono, on January 8th. Shaquille Ramesh on the 8th. This month, Nick Scusato on the 9th, and Eileen Friello on the 10th. If I did not mention, if I missed some of the video on my Facebook friends, I do apologize, but happy birthday to you all, and to you all. We're going to be going to the alright, stop that. It's your birthday. We're going to be going into the... on this day. Dun, 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 dun. Today is, what is this? January 2nd, 2011. 2 days into 2011. The highlights of history. On January 2nd, 1905, Japanese General Nogi received from Russian General Stosel at 9 o'clock p.m. a letter formally offering surrender, ending the Russo-Japanese War. It's a 1905. And on this date, January 2nd, 1492, the leader of the last Arab stronghold in Spain surrendered to Spanish forces loyal to King Ferdinand II, Queen Isabella I. On this date in 1788, Georgia became the fourth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. And on this date in 1900, Secretary of State John Hay announced the open-door policy to prompt trade with China.
Wow.
Fast forward to 1935, Bruno Hoffman went on trial in Flemington, New Jersey on charges of kidnapping and murdering infant sons of Charles and Anne Lindbergh. He was found guilty and then executed. 1935. Oh, I don't know if it was executed in 1935, huh?
Was there a movie made about that?
I don't know. 1960, Senator John F. Kennedy and Massachusetts announced his candidacy for Democratic presidential nominations. That's in 1960.
Wow.
1965, the New York Jets signed University of Alabama quarterback Joe Namath. Or reported $400,000.
Wow.
President Richard Nixon.
That's a lot of money back then.
Mm-hmm. 1974, on this date, President Richard Nixon signed legislation requiring states to limit highway speed to 55 miles
per hour.
Wow. 1991. On this day, Sharon Pratt Dixon was sworn in as the mayor of Washington, D.C., becoming the first African-American woman to head a city of Washington size. And prominence on 1991, 2006, on this day's methane gas explosion of Sago Mine, West Virginia, trapped 13 miners underground for more than 40 hours. Only one survived. I do remember that horrific, tragic situation back in 2006. 2008, oil prices soared to $100 a barrel for the first time in 2000, for the first time, yeah. Current birthdays, celebrity birthdays and memorable mentions of the birthdays. Kate Bosworth turns 28 years old today. She's an actress. Jim Baker, former TV evangelist, turns 71. Dennis Hastert, former House Speaker, turns 69. Jack Hanna, TV host, turns 64. Tia Carrere, 44 years old today, is an actress. Cuba Gooding Jr., an actor, he's an actor about the, you know who he is?
Yeah.
today, Christy Turlington, model, turns 42. Ty Diggs, I don't know, that the black actor. 40 years old, Dax Shepard, 36. So he's only black actor that you know.
Murphy, that's probably about it.
Alright, Pat Vega turns 35 and actor, so you don't know who Denzel Washington is.
Okay.
Oh,
Will Smith.
Give some other.
I don't know. There's this guy that's like, I don't know what his name is. He plays in a.
What? In a movie?
Like,
yeah. Well, there's a lot of movies like that.
I don't know his name.
What is the whole plot? What is?
So, like, he's a black boy, and his black dad doesn't want his son to get married to a white girl. White girl's parents don't want him to get married to him. And then,
Is that with Ashton Kutcher in it?
Oh, maybe that's it. It's the black girl with the white guy, yeah. What is it?
Bernie Mac?
Yeah.
He's dead now. Yeah. Rest in peace. Man. Black girl and black guy. I don't know what he's talking about here. Well, we're going to move on to...
Brown
what? Well,
they
of course not. But I'm saying they're probably African descent.
Because that would be called Italian American. Italian, German, Polish, American. You know what I mean? Doesn't it make sense? So they would be brown.
They're not brown. Brown is like Mexicans and Filipinos, maybe. Well, they're not in the color. There's not much for, like, real color. The race, black.
Yeah, okay.
Even though they have their pictures on them, like.
You know what I mean?
Well,
that's politically correct. It's wrong, because that would be calling, like, white people from where their descendants are. You know what I mean? Doesn't make sense.
I don't know if it makes sense, but anyway. Are you afraid of the apocalypse? I'm afraid of the great apocalypse. Stars. What? Well, there's a celebrity stars of fear, the end of the world. With the celebrities' drug scandals and Hollywood sex scandal, 2010 certainly seems like the end of the world for some stars. But other celebs say this is just the beginning of the end. They said from the taste-making musicians like M.I.A. to Hollywood and heartthrobs like Ashton Kutcher, like I mentioned earlier, a number of stars appear to be, you know, preparing for the worst. Maybe they've seen the 2012 movie, 2012. Now, I've just been wondering about that movie, 2012, as I learned over the weekend about the Roman calendar or Hebrew. The difference between Romans and Gregorian calendar and also the Hebrews calendar. Because if you go into the Hebrews calendar and all the calculations, 2011 is not 2011. It should be like right on 2008.
Yeah.
Now, goes back to the movie 2012.
Yeah.
Are they going through, are they like say, you know, the Mayans? The Mayans have set those dates.
Oh, yeah, right.
Were they going with the Hebrews calendar?
Right.
I'm not saying I believe in that predictions or that the prophecy of the Mayan prophecies of the end of the world in 2010. What I'm just saying is, you know, maybe they're not going. Well, they didn't went with the Roman or Gregorian calendar, what they called as we use today, because they're, you know, according to the Bible, there is an Hebrew calendar. Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's continue with the celebrity apocalypse, afraid of end of the world, actually. Here's the compiled list of celebs that who fear the end of the world. Ashton Kutcher's one doesn't take the, you know, he doesn't take this apocalypse stuff lightly. He said he's actually reportedly stocking up guns and amped up his physical fitness routine so he can save his loved ones from Armageddon. What is he trying to do? Like be Superman, or is it maybe running? So. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, like how nowadays there's big belly men.
Where is that in the Bible?
I don't remember. It's an Old Testament.
Okay.
Maybe I have to look it up.
So, if you are going to prepare for that, and I do understand what he's talking about, it's like you want to be able to jump.
You want to be able to swim. Yeah.
You want to be able to, like, lift stuff up, you know, just in case. Carry your kids,
yeah.
You know, your wife. You know, if they're light.
Yes, yes.
And he said, Ashton Kutcher said, I'm going to be ready to take myself and my family to a safe place where they don't have to worry, he said. I want to contact this and say, where are you going? I gave him a call. I called Ashton Kutcher and said, hey, where are you going? He's also added... continue that all his physical fitness regimen is completely tailored around the end of the day, he explained, whatever that means. And he said, I stay fit for no other reason than to save people I care about.
Well, that's a
Superman
thing. Good motive, mm-hmm. You know, except for there's going to be it's a good motive, but actually you can't hide from God. I'm still learning where to find things in the Bible, so I apologize. I don't know exactly where it is, but if you type it in to Google or something, you probably find it. But it's in the Book of Psalms, like it says that, you know, even in the darkness, even in the depths, even in the depths of hell, you can't hide from God. And if Armageddon is coming from, you know, the end of the world is coming from the Lord,
mm-hmm.
You really can't hide anywhere,
mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, I understand what he's saying. There are times where you do want to hide, like, for example, if you're going through persecution, and you know, because there is going to become a time in the end times where people are going to be carting you in, thinking that they're doing God a favor, doing something for God, when they're actually just really trying, in reality, they're going to get you, you know, turned in, and you might get your head chopped off, you know what I mean? So in those times, yes, you're going to want to be able to run. You're going to want to be able to hide. So in that way, I understand what he's saying, but in a way of, like, hiding, you know what I mean?
I see what you mean. They said, while Kutcher sees the end of the world this time when people spoil them, wouldn't be just, will be forced to fight for land and food. Rapper Lil Wayne says he can see the signs of the end times all around him, especially in prisons. I don't know. So Kutcher is saying that it's going to be a time when people have to be forced to fight for their food.
Yeah.
I'll fight for my food and land. You know?
Yeah.
I'll do that, man. I'll bite. I'll kick. Scratch. So, actor Mel Gibson is one of them. Says he has fears about the world ending in 2012. That he says the Apocalypto director says that he doesn't want to be called a doomsayer for talking about the end times. Well, you are a doomsayer because you're saying that. In 2008, the New Orleans MC offered up plenty of evidence that apocalypse will occur in 2012. That's what they're saying. They said, quote, the world is about to end in 2012 because the man's made calendars and the stop of the 2012. I got encyclopedias on the bus. The world is about to end as we know it. You can see it already. A plane doesn't exist. There's no more Pluto. Planes are flying into buildings and not just Twin Towers. Mosquitoes bite you and you die. And a black man and a woman are running for president.
Wow.
No, he didn't say that. This is...
Lil Wayne.
Yeah. But also, I said Mel Gibson's, who actually said his reputation as a man knowledgeable about both Asian Mexican methodical tradition at the end times of this film, Apocalypto.
I want to read
what? Is it? That one, Mel Gibson.
He said that it cemented his reputation as a man knowledgeable about both Asian Mexican
methodical tradition, methodical traditions and the end times with his films Apocalypse.
Oh, okay, he's making a film. I thought he was involved with the film. So he's making a film so people will become aware of it.
No, Apocalypse is actually out. Apocalypto? The movie Apocalypto?
How old is it? Is that
the theater? Yeah, I think so. So those are the celebrity apocalypse, the stars of fears, the end of the world. I know there's plenty of stars. That was shaking off their boots. You know, scared for the end of the world. Are you prepared? I know Ashton Kutcher's preparing for nothing. It's not going to help him, you know. Eventually, you're going to die. You know, I don't think if it's a big, huge rock or building going on top of you, I don't care how fit you are, you're going to get smashed right in the face. Today's random questions. Text me if you want. Number one, Lindsay Lohan wins a Nobel Peace Prize. What is Lindsay? Do you think that is the least likely to happen in 2011? Rob Schneider gets nominated for an Oscar. You know Rob Schneider? You all know him. NASA makes contact with space alien. Ooh, or Brett Favre retires. I'm going with Brett Favre retires. Oh, wait a minute. Rob, space aliens, Lindsay Lohan. I don't know. It's hard to say. With all that, Lindsay Lohan's been the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know. Tough. Rob Schneider, Oscar. Space aliens. A lot of people believe that they are aliens among us. Anyway, Brett Favre retired. That is just tough. My goodness. Well, we will continue on. Actually, we have no. You call it music to play on, because all of a sudden my file's actually gone for today. We'll pick up 608 on the other line. Hey, 608, what's going on?
What's going on? This is J-Bell.
J-Bell, what's up, dude? Hey, you still a hangover? You still trying to recuperate from the New Year's bash?
Trying to recuperate, yes. It's like, you know, you gotta like build this steady recovery, situation here. Just
where did you go?
As possible. Oh, we were just up with some friends north of Adams. I'm actually losing my voice. Terrible. I actually had to work today. Oh. That kind of sucked, but sweat it out. But yeah, we were up. Just had kind of a low key celebration. Mm-hmm. Drinking some Bush Light. That tasted awful, but you know, whatever. You gotta do what you gotta do. Talk of the Hour 2012, huh?
The Talk of the Hour 2012 is weird. It's that's a year from now.
Yeah, I know.
Been down there. So we're talking about, like, you know, the Mayans. You know, did they use their own calendar, the Hebrews calendar, or the Gregorian calendar? You know, just like just trying to think. I don't know. We'll see in 2012.
Yeah, I mean, I'll
so
be
what
in.
Do you?
So,
Exactly. No, the celebrities actually, you know, there's celebrities out there shaking their boots, man, with their, you know, money put aside, you know, Ashton Kutcher's pumping iron and running, you know, and what are you preparing? Are you preparing for something? I mean, for the end of the world? For the Armageddon?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm going to see how 2011 goes, and then, because, you know, like, my calendar, I guess, like, all the calendars, you know, they're all predicting the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm, according to the Mayan calendar, starting, like, February 10th is, like, basically the time in history when everything's supposed to compress down. So, there'll be as many changes in 2011 for, like, 260 days straight as there was since the year 2000 until now. So, that's a hell of a year, man. I mean, you've seen all the changes that have occurred, you know, in the last 10
mm-hmm.
years, and it's like compress that down into a 260-day time frame. That's pretty much all out chaos.
That's what they're talking about, man.
Right. So then the prediction is, you know, once you get through that 260 days, which it would be October 28th, then October 28th, the amount of changes that are going to occur is pretty much every day. So it's like how do you cope with that? I mean, I guess
I don't know. I mean,
I got a total gym, you know, like Chuck Norris style. I've been like working out, but.
I don't know. How are you going to cope with that? And also they're saying that, you know, there's going to be times you're going to be fighting for food, for land. You know, I mean, I, like I said earlier, man, I'll fight for food. You know, I'll bite.
Yeah. Well,
I'll scratch people.
About it, I think we had a conversation some time ago just about, like, fasting and what that does to you. And, I mean, 3 days into fasting, so you got no food. Let's say you got water. I mean, you're pretty much crazy by then, because it's just like you're so used to getting your, you know, your daily bread, your three squares. And, I mean, the first time I fasted, I was like, am I going to kill somebody today? I mean, my God. You know, you got like a headache, you're hungry, you smell somebody eating a sandwich, and you're like, that's got to be the best smelling, you know, like...
Your eyes lit up. Yeah.
You know,
no water.
Like it.
No shower,
know,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, I will fight. I will definitely fight. If there's a can of spaghetti on the line, I will be the
give
first
me,
one.
Give me a sandwich.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
it's hard to prepare, though. I mean, in all seriousness, it really is hard to prepare because, I mean, I think they try to show that in movies. Yeah, you know, like the most prepared people usually end up getting screwed.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, I got. You know, they're telling all their friends, "Hey man, I got 10 years worth of food. Where do you think all their friends are gonna go?" You know, they're gonna be like, "Hey man,
right.
Let me in." So I don't know. It's tough.
You know, this guy's like works out a lot. You know, eat all the, you know, ate right and worked out a lot, and it's just big old buildings go on top of them. You know, how you gonna pump that? You know, how you gonna avoid that? I don't care how many miles you run and every day, and you know, if you know, like a big blocks of center blocks is just pummeling on top of your head. I don't think you're gonna be able to avoid that. I don't know. Maybe if you're Superman. So hey, J Bell, give me some of your rundown on what are you doing right now, man? What's up? What's new?
Oh, staying really busy. Work part time at a company called Avell. They got a website called Bag Baller Steel. Basically, it's like the Netflix of handbags. It's about the only way I can sum it up. Pretty cool place. There they do an inventory. Run a website. Website's delsnightout.com. Basically, it's your one-stop shop for stuff in the Dells area. We're starting a huge sales initiative. It's actually starting January 8th. We're trying to bring in at least a dozen salespeople and just push it really hard, get people online, I guess business owners used to using, you know, things like Facebook, Twitter, et cetera. It's a social media-based website. My company's Knockout Media, so, you know, knock out the competition, knock out, you know, people where you need food, so, you know, you can keep that LLC alive, you know, even in the end time.
Right.
You know, because I'm like, yeah, you know, Knockout Media, come here. You know, we can get SpaghettiOs.
Knock it out.
If we need them. Yeah, knock
right.
out, exactly.
Knock
but yeah,
out.
Just staying really busy with that. Developing online community and yeah, basically just busting hump.
All right. And so you know the Packers won. I don't know if you're a Packers fan.
Yep. Oh, you know.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're going in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. I heard that and I was like, oh yes, finally.
Oh yeah.
You know, watching
the
Badgers lose kinda sucked. You know, horn frogs,
yeah.
Whatever, but, you know.
Right. It's kind of hard to be a Packer fan here in Illinois.
Yeah,
you know.
I bet. Duh, Bears. Yeah, we got,
like
some,
being
we
a
got
fat,
some Bears fans.
Yeah.
But
right. It's like being a fat kid in the fat, or what is that, the fitness camp or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
It's
yeah, we got some Bears fans. We're at work. So, it's
right.
interesting, you know. I just want Aaron Rodgers to bring the mullet back. You know, just bring it back. Throw that hair out.
Yeah.
Power the mullet, just like Samson.
That's awesome, man. It's like, man, you know, I'm pumped, man. It's just, like, again, I watched him today, and I was like, man, you know, just screaming all by myself, dude. You know? But I have my co-host, Don, in the here at the Studio 123. Want to say hi.
Hi.
Hey. I can hear you.
How's the weather over there? You're in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. Just outside of Madison. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Let me turn my phone up a little bit.
How was the weather this weekend in Wisconsin?
One second.
over here in Wisconsin, Illinois, the weather was pouring rain Friday. Then yesterday was really cold.
I don't think he can hear you.
Oh, too bad.
All right. I think we had a little technical thing in there. You there? Jay Bell on the other side.
Yeah, you got me?
Just now. Yes, sir. I got you.
All right. Yep. Technical difficulties on my end. I was trying to turn the volume up. Didn't work out. Somehow I bumped. Well, my phone's like pretty much dying, so I'm just trying to keep it working here. Yeah, like
all
working
right.
in my computer. Yeah. So yeah, it just died on me. You know, BlackBerry. It's whatever. I got plugged in now, so I'm good.
Good, yeah. And, my co-host was asking, actually, she was asking about how's the weather out there. I mean,
yeah.
I think it'll be the same, right?
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, like last couple, it was warm for a little bit. We had, like, huge fog. Talking about the end times, it was like, you ever seen the movie The Mist? It's kind of like that around here for, like, a day or two just because of all the fog. And then it went frozen north again, and it was, like, negative 10 degrees. Today it was, I think it got in the teens for a little bit, but it is
mm-hmm.
cold. Yeah, it spiked up and it went right back down. So,
all right. So, what about hey? Could you make comments on Brett Favre sitting out real quick? I mean, is he done for today or is he coming back?
Well, you know, I heard a rumor at work today that the Bears are going to pick up Brett Favre and he's going to be the only one playing. He's going to run the offense, the defense, special teams, and he's just it's total revival. And
yeah, we got an all-around guy.
Yeah, the all-around guy. I heard the Bears are going to pick him up. They're just going to get everybody else a pink slip, and he's going to be doing the whole show, man.
They're going to be a
$7 million man. They're going to make,
right,
him, make
exactly.
him work again, yeah. I don't know. I think he should retire, but I don't think he will.
I think he has a passion for the game. I think he should, he should go and improve himself. If he retires now, dude, I mean, that is, could you imagine that? That's going to leave a sour freaking, sour taste in my mouth and everyone's mouth.
What?
Yeah.
If he doesn't return. But anyway, have you seen a movie lately? Have you seen him over the weekend? Little Fockers, actually, a number one. 26 million over the weekend.
Really?
Well, yeah.
The last movie I saw was The New Tron, but I haven't seen that yet.
The 3D?
Yeah.
The Ultron kind of sucks. Ultron is that thing, but I mean those fuckers can make movies. I'm talking about little fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, they can.
They can.
Yeah, they can, man.
They should make a fuckers sequel. Well, actually,
yeah,
they're good. Doing that now, but.
Yeah, there's something else that Mr. Zoolander, Ben Stiller. There's some other movie I just recently saw him. Night at the Museum. He's made like a couple of those.
Oh yeah, he had like two of them already.
Right, and then they always bring in Robin Williams. It's like I don't even know what that guy's lifestyle is. He's like semi crazy. I don't even know if I'd want to hang out with him. He's kind of out there.
Yes, he is. Anyway, but you have any comments for the current administrations with Mr. Barry Obama?
I call him Sir Spend-a-Lot. Because he's just like nonstop. He's kind of commentary. I think the dude thinks he's like God or something, but I mean, like, I don't know if you remember like the pictures from the inauguration, but like he's kind of standing there and they got like that kind of Pepsi symbol, like the new, the new Democratic group, they have like the Pepsi symbol thing,
right.
Which is like the, whatever behind his head. And it looks like a halo, and I've seen that picture so many times. Of him like standing there with like a halo behind his head. I mean, he called him when he was like making the run. He was talking about how he's not Superman. And then they got a picture of him like standing next to Superman doing the same pose. And I mean, he was on Mythbusters like a week ago. So it's like I don't know if he's like president.
I know. What is he doing in Mythbusters?
I mean, when are they going to shoot MTV Cribs at the White House? I mean, they should be shooting MTV Cribs at the White House with Obama.
They should. They're probably going to be doing that, MTV Cribs. The White House.
They got you. I mean, come to the White House. Yeah, check out my basketball court. It's awesome. It spreads democracy.
He can't play ball, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be serious about it, but I mean, how can you be serious? I mean, there's so much chaos going on. There's like, I mean, I don't know if you heard about the what they did a few weeks back, but they came clean about, all the money they spent. It was like $9 trillion. It is $9 trillion, here you go. And they bail out companies, they bail out everybody from Bank of America to Lehman Brothers to... McDonald's got a bailout. Volkswagen got a bailout. I mean, like, are we just
bailing everybody
out at this point or what? I mean, it's just a joke.
Right.
I mean, like...
It is.
Yeah, how do you write a check with that many zeros? I mean, it makes no sense. You'd have to, like, run that printing press nonstop. Lehman Brothers is in trouble. Just open up the press and just start running it. It's not going to stop. You know, the best part is they do the interviews because Congress is like, hey, where's all this money going? And the Fed's like, oh, well, you know, we don't really want to tell you. You know, we don't really want to have to be responsible.
No.
Even though, you know, the taxpayers of this country have to make up for that somehow. And it's like, I don't know how you can get mad because it's just so insane. I mean, it's just so far beyond the scope of, like, you know, the normal, you know, like, what am I supposed to budget now? Am I supposed to budget to get that extra bedroom added to my house when I know I got, like, $9 trillion? It's like, I can't, how am I going to pay? How am I going to pay that, man? How am I going to pay that?
Yeah, I got to move, man.
I got to go to Canada. I got to get some of that ham and biscuits and gravy up there. And, because their bacon's like ham. I don't know if everybody knows that, but they pretty much cut the ham in a full slice. They say it's bacon, you know.
Right, exactly. Have you heard of that $1 million money drop, you know, that game show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard
you have
that.
Have you heard that controversy about the supposedly that the couple that actually answered questions incorrectly, but it was actually right? You ever heard of that?
Oh,
so
yeah.
They lost,
yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, they lost about $800,000.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Can
I get back? I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to get back.
No. Sorry.
Yeah. We don't want to. I don't know if this has something to do because they're black or because a couple are like, you know, they're black.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm sure that has everything to do with it. Yeah, everything's racially charged.
We don't
want to
give it to you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the $800,000?
First thing I'd do, I guess I would, I'd probably move out of where I currently live.
Right.
I'd probably buy a big gas guzzling SUV just to piss everybody off that I know. and then the rest of it would go for investment purposes. But I probably would not invest in anything that Warren Buffett does. Just throwing that out.
There we go. Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's actually doing, you know, I mean, whatever he's doing, I want to do is what he's doing, but I don't have the money to do it.
I can't even, like, comprehend, you know, like, having that much cash flow. You know, like, you go anywhere in the world, and, you know, you're like, I need a boat. Okay, yep, let's get a boat. You know, all right. I want to go shark fishing today. Okay. You know, like, you have a thought.
You probably get bored of doing all that stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like,
no.
Tough to think about having that much money.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Jay Bell, I mean, it's nice talking to you, dude. You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It does. But, you know, come check me out again on Wednesday, dude. I'm trying to do two shows in a week. So keep an eye on my, Facebook or Twitter, if you're at Twitter fan or Facebook. So it's doing that 60-second thing. So, hey, thanks for stopping by, Jay Bell. If you go to delsnightout.com, you'll find Jay Bell in there. Actually, he's on Facebook and also Twitter. Also Twitter, right?
Yep.
You have Twitter?
Yep.
All right.
All
so we
place.
Facebook J Bell. All right. Last
yep,
word,
absolutely.
Man. All right. We'll talk to you later, dude. And you are listening to, or you've listened to, Fernando Poniente's show on blogtalkradio.com. That was J Bell, the owner of Nights Del Out, Del's Nights Night Del's Out.com. Is that correct?
Del's Night Out, brother.
Del's Night Out. There you go. Del'sNightOut.com. And this is Fernando and my co-host, pretty as always, Dark. And this is me. I'm checking out and signing off. Hasta la vista. Hello, 2011. Peace out. Okay, come out. Who's bleeding? Who hit you? With what? What are you talking to on Samantha for?
Thank you.